Library tells creationist. Hush. Answers with Ken Ham, author of several books on the creation-evolution controversy. Well, Ken, tell us something about this public library that was attempting to deny a speaker the right to use the facility there.
Well, one of our supporters wanted to give a creation talk in one of the rooms in his local public library in Wisconsin. The library refused. Here's the ironic thing. He was being denied the use of what the library called its Constitution Room. So here was a library that was denying Mr. Pfeiffer his constitutional right of free speech. Now, the library had allowed many different nonprofit organizations to use the room, with only a few exceptions, like political meetings and religious services. Mr. Pfeiffer was there just to give a lecture on creation. Thankfully, though, a federal judge ruled that Mr. Pfeiffer's constitutional rights were violated. It's one of the few victories Bible-believing Christians have seen recently in American courts. By the way, Mr. Pfeiffer has only been a Christian for a few years. He describes himself as a former staunch evolutionist. He's discovered that our witnessing booklets are being wonderfully received as he passes them out to students who attend the public school right across the street from his home. He's using what we would call sidewalk evangelism to get these students to believe God's word.
Can the Bible shed any light on where all the races came from? You'll find the answers on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.